The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John. Just teasing. Smile, Sammy. You make me feel better when you smile. At any rate, this is the National Intel Report. Yes, and we are live today. It is Tuesday, the 7th day of March, 2017. And as promised, I have Ron McDonald back. Hello, Ron.
Hi. I would ask you how you're doing, but I notice your website's down, too. So I don't know what's going on. I notice your website's down.
Since when?
A couple of minutes ago.
Seriously?
Yes.
No,
yes.
I think you're down on your end.
Well, I get everything else. You know, if I search for something, I get that website up.
Try it again.
I'll try it one more time here.
I think you got the cyber blowback one loop around the moon.
Okay.
Because we were down earlier today for a few minutes.
All right.
We were making some adjustments here in the network. You noticed today that...
Nope.
It's clear. Clear as a bell.
Yes, it is.
We don't have static. And well, we had to pull a couple of... We bypassed some stuff in our rack down here. That processes sound and... Yeah.
Well, here's the response. This site can't be reached. Republicbroadcasting.org. It took too long to respond. Search Google Republic Casting. I've already done that. Nothing. I don't think it's just me. It might be some of the listeners, too.
Well, great. Thanks for that bit of good news.
I know. I didn't
See,
know whether...
What happened here is that... was that last Friday, Sam? Over the weekend, we actually... And this was the strangest thing that I'd ever seen. Now, I understand why Mike Rivero is so upset with his denial of service, because blocks are being put in, and there is blocking of certain websites to be carried on, internet or whatever. But the strangest thing was, internally here, we did not have access to our own website internally in the building. Okay?
Wow.
So, even though the internet was not down, I could get the website and the streaming from the house. No problem on a laptop that gives me more problems than problems. But even PJ Barton over there in Wales emailed me or texted me and told me, he said, your website's down. And even though that the internet was up and running inside the network, we couldn't access our own website. So what we had to do is go steal the Wi-Fi, the public Wi-Fi from the next-door neighbors. And that was not blocked. It was an internal IP that was actually blocked in the network. So that's what happened. And it is the most bizarre thing. Nobody, and I've had the people in IT that combined probably had 500 years experience, they had never seen anything like it. there are specific denial of services because stuff is being blocked. So, very fascinating. I don't know why you're being blocked here. Your internet is working out there, is it not?
Oh, yeah. I can search any other web page and it'll come right up. You know, my concern was that the listener who wanted to listen to the show may not be able to, unless it's just my area. I don't think so, though.
Hmm. Very interesting. I guess trouble ticket time, Sam? TVC.net, send them a message. Well, not here. But see, this is the same thing that happened before. He'll be able to track and trace. He's got all the IPs. He'll be able to see if something is not connected. At any rate. And who the hell is texting me in the middle of a show? I know it has to be Tom. Website is up fine. Yeah, I know that, Tom. Well,
this is
at any rate. Three callers just said they're getting the website up fine. So
okay, I'm going to try a different browser.
Okay.
Maybe you've been banned from one of my browsers.
Well, the world is getting to be a more dangerous place. Truth has a way of doing that. And there's a lot of... Yeah. The only people that are ever afraid of the truth are the stone-cold liars. I mean, that should be evidenced in the gyrations we've seen with our dear government over the last couple of days. Like I said yesterday with you, Ron, you know, it's okay for better than 15 years they've been spying on American citizens. Now it's come out that all this data is being cached permanently. So isn't that wonderful? The government can go back in and look at 15 years if you've been on tap, tongue-in-cheek humor there. Mm-hmm. If you've been on tap, you know, they can go in there and data mine you for the last however many years they've been data mining you. And you know, here again, echoes of Mr. Snowden. Thank you, Mr. Snowden, for putting your butt on the line. If it were not for you, you know, we knew this was going on. But it took somebody like Snowden that the news media couldn't quite cover it up. They tried to bend it, twist it, and call him a traitor, and he should be hung, he should be brought back and tried for treason. Really? Tried for treason for what? Blowing the whistle on you guys worldwide? I think Snowden deserves a medal of some sort, and WikiLeaks as well. Now we're discovering that, old bummer, Ron, I guess 14 days before he left office, basically opened, unzipped the privacy, let's say, of people. And it used to be that this data mining information would go over to the NSA. And the National Security Agency would look at this and decide who, what department and what agency and people's names actually attached to stuff that they would send them intel on. Well, that was, you could reverse engineer that. In other words, if it was one agency sending out information and then all of a sudden the information went kaflooey, this where, you could track that back to see exactly how that happened. Well, when Obama left office, 14 days before he left office, he unzipped that little thing, and the intelligence could be shared with whatever agency stood in line to get it. And now what we're discovering, like I said yesterday, you know, for 15, 16 years they've been doing this to the American public, and we've been talking about it, screaming at the top of our lungs. We're being told, sit down and shut up, this is for national security. But when they do it to themselves in Washington, D.C., oh, now all of a sudden it's a crisis of proportion that we've seen since Watergate. Really? This whole damn government has been nothing but one gigantic October surprise time after time after time. There was, on Obamacare, specifically on that issue, I was watching, and I guess Rand Paul finally did something right. Thank you, Senator Paul. What he did was spearhead this thing in Washington with dumping Obamacare. Now, in the last couple of days, they said, look, we can't get rid of Obamacare until we replace it. Now, this has to go in committees, reconciliation committees, and, well, this is going to hold up the tax breaks for the American people. You know, Donald Trump wants to give everybody a tax break. Yeah, we need a break from the government. But they said that, no, you know, this has got to go through reconciliation. We got to fix Obamacare before we can give tax breaks. Well, today, Rand Paul was out there with his other senators, one here from Texas, and Louis Gohmert was there as well. But there was a senator from Virginia, and I want to say his name is Bray, but I don't think that's it. I think it's Brad or Bray or something. But anyhow, this guy got behind the microphone, and Ron, you and I are used to the BS that comes out of Washington, D.C., versus what comes over this network. You can trust what you hear here, because we're not in the business of lying and deceiving and bending your mind over useless and dead-end stuff, okay? And we do make mistakes from time to time, and we go back and correct those mistakes. If we were perfect, then we could project that other people could be taught to have a perfect world, and they could be perfect human beings, and we could sing perfectly Kumbaya for the rest of eternity. Ain't gonna happen, because we are fallible, we are human beings. This guy from Virginia, Ron, he comes out today and he says, look, he says, we've got to flat out repeal Obamacare, period. Rand Paul said the same thing. He said, look, we voted on this before, and we voted to dump Obamacare. Now, all of a sudden, you know, here come the other Republicans that are probably getting paid off by somebody to keep this Obamacare alive. Oh, we got to modify. See, we have to repeal and replace. And Ron, the minute I heard that, the hairs on the back of my head just stood up. And it's like, really? We've got to replace Obamacare with a government program when they shouldn't be involved in health care in the first place? This is where a lot of the problems came from the assets in Washington, D.C., getting paid off or, you know, getting blackmailed or for whatever the reason that they do stupid stuff that would only end up restricting our choices and then end up costing us more money when the money itself is worth less and less every minute of the day that passes. Okay. Long way around that one. But point being, these guys, this guy from Virginia, do me a favor, Sammy. Do me a favor. Find out who the two senators are from Virginia. Because I don't want to disrespect this guy. I got to give him his kudos. Because he actually said that, look, you people want Obamacare, Obamacare light. No, what we need to do is repeal the whole damn thing. And I suspect, now this is just my opinion, I suspect once Obamacare is dumped, it's going to take a good long while. And maybe they can put this thing out far enough that the government is not involved in any kind of care, whether it be Trump care, Obamacare, or I don't care, okay? And this will get the ball rolling. But he come out and he said, look, he said Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, that put us in a $100 trillion trap. I about fell off my chair. And he says, you people want to take another entitlement program and throw it on that log onto this ongoing burning down the house fire? Really? That's what you want to do? The guy was absolutely just astounding to me. I mean, truth was coming out of this guy's face. And I was like, damn. Do you got it? Got it, Sammy? Tim Kaine? And Mark Warner. Okay. No, that's not the guy's name. Check the Congress critters. He had to been on the House side, the congressional side. Yeah, check the Congress critters there. Yeah, because it ain't Kaine. Isn't that the guy that lost the vice presidency? Hallelujah. But at any rate, they're finally, and this is what the American, this is part and parcel of what the American people wanted. You know, this was fascinating to me, Ron. With Obamacare, if you had, I guess, the middle of the road bronze package, or I don't even know what the hell all the packages were, but the deductibles on that program, the deductible was $12,000.
Jeez.
12 grand.
Jeez.
Got Congress critters yet? All right, we'll get the guy's name. Well, he also came out with this astounding revelation. He said, you know, to have a heart operation in this country is $150,000. $150,000. And we know damn right well the Indians sent their doctors over here to our university, to our medical schools to get trained, went back to India, opened up practices. He said, over there, you can get a heart operation for $15,000. Now, Ron, let me ask you something. I mean, heart is can be serious stuff, and sometimes you have to go in there and surgically fix. You know, I'm not going to bore everybody with the reasons why people have high cholesterol or hardening of the arteries, poor diet, and all that other stuff. Regardless of all of that, if we weren't eating such crap food and drinking crap water and breathing crap air, you know, our health and our life would be a little healthier, I do believe. You know, better living through chemistry, that was created by the chemical companies. But the point is that to get the government the hell out of health care, Ron, 75% of the money that these, and they're screaming their full heads off. I guess Aetna is in, they said that they were in a death spiral, that their company is collapsing. Well, bully for you. Because a lot of these health insurance companies, Ron, 75% of the money they took in off of premiums went into their damn pockets. 25%, maybe 30%, depending on which insurance company, 25 to 30% was paid back out to claims. Now, I don't know how you feel about this, Ron, but really, I want to deal in that kind of matrix. You can start to understand why doctors were getting upset dealing with patients that had medical coverages. They would submit it to the hospital. Hospital was getting burned or bent on this one, so they'd turn around and ended up charging you, you know, $4 for a damn Q-tip or $2 for a bandage or whatever excessive cost that it was. The whole damn thing has been thrown out of whack for one very simple reason. Government involvement. The insurance company was with a payola to get stuff done in Washington, D.C., and all of a sudden we have escalating health care cost. You know, nobody could figure out why things were escalating. You know, aside from the devaluation of the dollar, folks, I'm fully cognizant of all the other supporting reasons why costs have been rising. But, I mean, really? You put health care back on a competitive playing field without any assistance and payolas or government whatever or fixing of the medical industry or the health insurance industry or whatever it is, you put these people back on a competitive playing field that they actually have to go out there and compete for the sick people, you're going to see your premiums, you're going to see prices drop all over the place like a rock, as it should. Ron, years ago, you know, you went to the doctor. You went to the doctor when you had a need to go to the doctor.
Actually, the doctor came to me years ago.
Oh, well, let's not go back to the house visits because, yes, I'm fully aware that they used to. Yeah. But if we remember, the only time you'd go to a doctor is when you needed care. Okay, if you broke an arm or if you got sick, you went to your doctor. You went to his office. You didn't go to a hospital. You went to his office. He diagnosed you and go, okay, well, I can help you or I can't help you. I'm going to send you over to the hospital. When you got in the reception, they didn't look at you and say, okay, what kind of health care coverage? Before they even asked your damn name or what's ailing you, okay? They don't care. What health insurance do you have? It's like being stopped by a cop. Excuse me, officer, why'd you stop me? I need to see your paperwork. I need a driver's license and registration. So let me see if I can nail you on that first. That was the first thing out of their mouth. But you only went there when you needed and you could afford to pay for whatever care that you got. Now you got to have insurance. Why? Insurance over $150,000 heart operations? Something is very rotten, like in Denmark, with the healthcare industry. And that's exactly what it is, folks, a corporate industry.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back here as fast as I could. The guy's name that I was trying to think of, Ron, he's a Congress critter out of Virginia, Representative Bratt, B-R-A-T. This is the guy that was doing truth speak on the steps of Congress today. And just absolutely blown away. Absolutely blown away by what this guy was saying, because he was speaking the truth. You know, and you know, this big deal about, well, you know, we need to give more power. The federal government should get out of stuff and throw it back to the states. And I go, okay, there's problem number two. What's your governor's name out there in California, Ron?
Brown.
Yeah, Jerry Brown. For the second go-around. They didn't have enough of him, I guess, the first time. You know, you're going to kick this health care issue back to the state of California? You know, and here's the problem. We don't have governors, constitutional governors of the several states anymore, do we? they're all administrative assets or they're policy assets or, you know, whatever they want to sneak by or shove down our throats at state level. And at this point in time, I want you people to hear me very clearly here, because I said this last week. It is unannounced, no fanfare. As a matter of fact, I think they have under penalty of death if you utter one word of this. You know, everybody was asking, oh, the Democrats, well, their party is just an absolute mess, and, well, the Republicans are putting up a good fight, and blah, 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 blah. Horse manure. This is what the Trilats and the CFR years ago, this is the program they sprang on us, and I'll get around to that a little bit later on. But this left-right paradigm. So you're going to kick decision-making that the federal government doesn't want to touch. Go, oh, that, you know, whatever is not under the purview, what, selectively, mind you, whatever's not the purview of the federal government is left to the states. Whoops. Well, what if you got a Jerry Assat Brown as a governor? You know, what did they... California... Ron, rather than, I guess there was a $34 billion infrastructure block grant that was granted to California. Did they spend any of that money on the infrastructure out there? Hell no.
Not in my neighborhood.
Hell no, they didn't. They took that $34 billion because they're in the hole out there and spent it on illegals and their health care and paying bills and the pressure that you guys are under in California. Is unbelievable. And what little spillway to what dam collapsed? This is why I posted the updates, the ongoing updates to that story, because the state of California, rather than going, oh, well, we might have a problem here. Well, yeah, they had a problem, and they knew about it and decided to ignore it, much to the chagrin of 200,000 people that had to temporarily relocate. And then they discovered once, level of the dam dropped, the spillway was no longer spilling. Well, that's when the water that was holding up the banks of this overflow collapsed, causing more calamity. Now there's this major cleanup out there to try to shore stuff back up. It's an absolute nightmare. So you're going to leave decisions going back. And I'm not advocating for 1 minute. Don't misunderstand me, folks. I'm not advocating for 1 minute that stuff that is not relegated to the United States government is the purview of the states. Here's the caveat. Because every state has what? A state constitution. Well, the federal government's got a constitution. Do you think they've been paying attention to that? So do you think Jerry Brown's going to wake up one day and go, oh, well, hell, I've misapplied my authority as governor. I've not been following the state constitution. But very quietly, and this is what I impress upon folks, very quietly, the Democrats, full tilt boogie, are going back into the city, county councils, and going after the state legislatures big time. And this is going on without a word of warning. This is what I've been telling folks for many years. We now have an opportunity to go back into the states and pull these asshats out of the legislatures, and we're wasting time.
The They're not. Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 12-24-36, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 12-24-36, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state State Director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12/24/36. Get your copy today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Harder to breathe. Fritz in the Ozarks. Hello, Fritz. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, real quick, I'm listening to you, and I got one ear on the night on the news on PBS on our public television station.
Ooh.
And Judy Woodwich is still pushing the Russia meme, and she's interviewing, and this is what I wanted to put on the record, James Lankford. He's a Republican out of Oklahoma. I didn't catch if he was a congressman or a senator, but he was the talking head who was pushing the Russian meme along with Judy Woodwich.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's on the Intelligence Committee or something similar.
Okay.
And then they morphed into the discussion about the WikiLeaks. And he said, well, you know, there's a lot of fake news out there. So this guy, Lankford, put him on your neocon traitor list.
there's a lot of them out there protecting a lot of different interests, and the interests are not centered around you, my friend. And I'll tell you what, Trump better get on the stick here of who he's going to keep around and who he's going to fire. Do you know he's got the ability to replace Comey as FBI agent, head of the FBI, like right now?
I couldn't believe he kept him.
That guy would have been gone in a New York second. And now we're starting...
I have them all hung.
Yeah, well, Fritz, and now we're starting to discover how all these leaks are possible because of what we discovered here is that Obama actually was dispersing this intelligence to a crap load of agencies and all the little bureaucrats that are sitting around. And, you know, how do you track and trace that stuff? You know? So, you know... He's got a problem here, and we call it the deep state, but it's as obvious as creatures in our own government, in the House and in the Senate. You know, it used to be that, oh, it's those damn Democrats. Well, it's those damn Republicans as well. And their interests are not our interest. We're in a shitload of, I'm sorry, my apologies to our listeners out there. We're in a crap load of... This is, shut up, Julie. People here are laughing because I swore on the air. But that's how impassioned I am about this, because here it is. We've got a government that's totally out of control. We're starting, Fritz, to identify who really is the deep state, and it is the Pentagon creatures. It is the people in these intelligence agencies. It is the people in the Justice Department. It was the people in the Obama cabinet. It was this and that and the other. It's literally...
And MS, and NBCIA, and ABCIA,
yep.
and all of them, they couldn't do it without the media.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact...
Now, a little point in the WikiLeaks today was that they have the ability, and I guess it's just a proxy thing, but they have the ability to make these hacks look like they're coming from another country.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I wanted to bring this the attention of our listeners here. We have, what was this thing called? I don't want to lose this story here. To hell with it. I'll go back to Vault 7, Year Zero. That is posted on Republic Broadcasting. And it's got the latest WikiLeaks dump. I have not even been able to open this thing to start to go down this rabbit hole. And I'm getting a little tired of trying to track and trace the ne'er-do-wells out there that are just absolutely attacking anything that has the potential for any good whatsoever. The meme here is command and control by dividing. And this was going back to the Trilateral Commission in 1975. I'm holding this, and I'll get into it. In either this hour or next hour, but all this stuff, the CFR and the Trilateralist, all mapped this out years ago, and we're starting to see the fruition of it now. So it's those inside our own government that are following whose orders. It is not of the representatives that we most feel that are, you know, best to represent us. That went out the window years ago. And now we're starting to discover the true dysfunction of this government. And I am really amazed that they're so upset because they're snooping and pooping and spying and releasing on each other in Washington, D.C. Good. Good.
Yeah. Well, all this stuff I've been reading for 10 years since I woke up about how the communists operate, is it's all starting to, have three dimensions now instead of just on paper.
Yep,
you can see it plain as day.
Yep.
On the WikiLeaks thing, real quick for everybody, what I saw this morning, I don't mean to send somebody to somebody else's website, but there was a kind of a summary with some highlights on Zero Hedge this morning, which might be a good place for people to start.
We always post stuff from Zero Hedge.
Yeah.
That is fine.
So,
all right.
But, that's all I got right now.
All right. Well, Fritz, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah, you want to see dysfunction? Folks, it's unfolding right before your very eyes. Everybody's eyes. And the lying media out there is not going to be able to... They're going to destroy themselves going down with their meme that they've been pushing. rather than getting a clue and then backing off, no, they just doubled down. Good for you and your idiocy. That's why we're here. This is why we've been here for a number of years. They're now chasing the fake news. They're chasing people like us rather than us chasing them. You know, posted this on republicbroadcasting.org, and I would highly suggest that you go and dive down a rabbit hole on this one. Did you ever read the Trilateral, the 1973 report of the Trilateral Commission, Ron, titled The Crisis of Democracy?
No, I didn't, but I know a lot about Trilateral Commission.
Okay, well,
no, I haven't read the report.
Okay, well, this is the what was it, 158-page Trilateralist wet dream for world order. Herein lies the framework for the global government. And I quickly want to go through this. And Pat Wood posted this up. We post a lot of stuff from technocracy.news. That's Patrick Wood, in case anybody didn't know that. He posted this up today. He said, for some reason, a few recent articles have surfaced that resurrect a 1973 report of the Trilateral Commission titled A Crisis of Democracy. Anthony Sutton and I co-authored Trilaterals Over Washington, Volume 1, in 1979, fully exposing the plans of this elite group that was formed in 1973 by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski. The Crisis of Democracy by the Trilaterals, Michael Kozier, he was from Europe, Samuel Huntington from the U.S., and Joni Watanuki out of Japan, was one of the very first authoritative reports issued by the Trilat Commission. If you have a mind and the time to read this, I'm sorry, 168-page tome, it can be seen and it's highlighted on the article. You go to our website. You can read it if you want. I would suggest that you do, because this is what you're seeing unfolding before you right now. He says, suffice it to say that Sutton and I did read every word of the 1977 and referenced it several times in our subsequent books. Here are two of the excerpts with reference to the trilateral takeover of the Carter administration. Remember Mr. Peanut Picker that came out of nowhere? Yeah. You don't think these guys are handpicked? Quote, the significance of this lock on the legislative process is brought into focus that we examine the political ideology of trilateralism as expressed by Kozier, Huntington, and Watanuki in The Crisis of Democracy. And here are a couple of the more salient points. The democratic political system no longer has any purpose. Whoa, really? The concepts of equality and individualism give problems to authority. The media is not sufficiently subservient to the elite. We're talking 1973 here, folks. Democracy has to be balanced, that is, restricted. And the authority of power of the central government must be increased. Weighing these totalitarian ideas, which from the political philosophy of the Commission Against Congressional Membership, that's on page 22 of the report, by the way, you might want to make a footnote to go read it for yourself, on the appointment of 18 trilaterals to the Carter cabinet and administration. Let me stop and digress here for a second. We're seeing this again, only it's showing up in different forms. There are many different controls, if you will, within an influence within our federal government, and one of them just sent off alarm bells to me all over the place. There's a lot of Jews that are surrounding Trump. So much now that Bibi kind of loves Donald. Whereas before, Bibi Netanyahu looked at Donald Trump and he was a never-Trumper. He wanted Hillary Clinton in office. Now all of a sudden he's cozying up a little bit. Again, Mr. President, unless you got a bulletproof butt or a stab-proof back, you wait and you see what happens here. And again, out of this report, The Crisis in Democracy is devoted to the theme that the American system needs to be discarded and totalitarianism's central authority substituted. Why was there no public outcry? Simply because media reporting was superficial and stifled. Wow. Who was it that said of the Trilateral Commission that they wanted to thank the news media for not reporting on their activities? I think it was Rockefeller himself. Now, while the majority of the people today are wringing their hands over activities of the left or right, take your pick depending on your orientation, virtually none of these realize that this was thoroughly exposed almost 40 years ago. Although Sutton and I sold over 75,000 volumes of the Trilaterals over Washington, spoke and lectured extensively and appeared on hundreds of radio programs, America did not listen, much less act on it. Nevertheless, because America was duly warned in time to take action, its destruction is now on its own head. And he kind of amends this a little bit. This applies to both the political left and the right. You have both been suckered into thinking you must fight the other side. This has always been a false narrative, and the Trilateral Commission has taken full advantage of it, having escaped any responsibility for bringing America to its knees. Now, he finishes out by saying, if I were not an American, it would be tempting to say good riddance. But alas, I cannot. My own children and grandchildren are at stake. The clear and present danger today, technocracy brought to us by members of the commission, is far greater than in the 1970s, and a window of opportunity is virtually closed. In the meantime, we must not succumb to apathy, fatalism, or suppression, but rather we must sternly warn everyone who has an ear to listen. Damn, I wholeheartedly agree. And folks, you know, this whole process is participatory. And when we say things like that, it's like, oh, people sit around and go, oh, what can I do? They're powerful, they got all the money, they got all the airtime, politics are fixed in this country, you know, what am I to do? I'm just not going to get involved. Well, why are you here today? Why are you here listening to the sound of my voice? Because you want to be informed. So you want to be informed so you know when the sword of Damocles comes swinging ever closer to your neck? Is that it? Or are we actually going to come up with something that is going to push back and put these asshats in the grave that they have dug for us? I want to see their butts in that hole, not mine. So, I Ron, it's amazing to me. People will listen to what I have to say, but they'll never comment on it.
No, and I agree with you. You know, it's like you used the term or the phrase yesterday, we're enemies of the government. And this focuses on what you've just been talking about. And I have to give an example of that. If you have a very wealthy neighbor, has a lot of assets and that, and you steal his wealth and take ownership of his assets and take away all his rights and give him privileges and immunities, is he now your friend or foe? Because that's what has happened to the American citizen.
Well, and
that's how the government looks at you.
And we have been turned against each other to make it ineffectual. I mean, take a look at, I guess a prime example is the one percenters in New York City. You know, I mean, cops are called out, and yeah, there was cops going crazy with, you know, arresting and, you know, doing whatever. But it was an opportunity for a freak show. It really didn't have a point, except many people showed up with different points to stick that in everybody else's backside like some kind of voodoo doll. You know, what was the point? You know, all over here demonstrating against the 1%, 1% of the control thing. You idiots, read your state and federal constitution. That was your protection against one percenters or anybody else that want to garner control over you. That, believe it or not, that this country was based on freedom and liberty. You know, that was the primary subject, and for the government, its number one job, job number one, like an old Ford commercial, their job was to ensure a Republican form of government to every state. And it's not an accident. Every state has a constitution. This is the law. And we have, I mean, this is our nuclear weapon, folks. With the power of the state and the federal constitution to be adhered to strictly is like bringing an atomic bomb to their pea-shooting endeavors. That's how powerful it is. And how they have sidestepped this. And now this is leading up to what we're going to talk about here, Ron. But let me get this phone call out of the way. The dear gentleman has been waiting here. Is this Mayor in Wisconsin? Did I say that right?
Yeah, it's Mayor, and I ain't a gentleman, but hey.
Okay, with a name like Mayor, I didn't know. Forgive
me. I know, no one does.
Okay, okay, good.
I'm a gentle lady. Okay, it's my first call to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And hi, Ron, did you get your RBN site to come back up?
No, I'll probably have to restart
my
computer.
No, here's what's going on. It's coming from RBN, the problem, because I wasn't here for the last few minutes because I called my provider and had them check, and we turned everything off and back on again, and it just sits and spins and then comes up timed out. And it's been doing this for me since Sunday.
Hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you, too, did I lose you?
No, you're still.
Oh, okay, because I have a loose phone connection here on my little landline. But I wanted to go back to the beginning of the show where you talked about stone-cold liars.
Yes.
Well, I get mocked and blocked for posting so much about Jews in the chat rooms that like to put up cartoons and stuff that say, yeah, there's a Jew under every rock.
Yeah, that'll get
you
blocked.
You know where this is going, right?
Yeah, that'll get you blocked.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? Under every stone? Guess what's under every stone now, for sure. The stone-cold liars. How about these tombstones falling over? I'm having 50-mile-an-hour winds, and the hill that's less than a mile across from me has a cemetery that has Civil War people buried in there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that knocks it over is when the frost heave knocks them over, okay? Not wind, and it might partially knock them over with the frost heave. The wind never knocks them over, okay? So I guess they're really saying, you know, there really is a Jew under every rock, under every tombstone anyway, and knock it over on top of them, right?
Well, Mira, the first thing that I thought
of... I'm trying
to
make you laugh, John. No, you need to laugh.
I'm laughing internally. But right. I'm also thinking and making, formulating a point in my head. Otherwise, we'd be pointless like Oblio in the forest. The first thing that went through my head when I saw this was, I know who did that. It's the same people that will go out and commit arson or put Nazi insignias on synagogues.
Exactly.
Thank you. That was my...
Trump nailed it, too. He said it, too. He said, no. You know, he said it in a good way. He worded it quite well, although a lot of times he doesn't word things very well, but he does things very well, so...
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, sure he has Jews all around him, but they're not all bad Jews. I mean, maybe that's an oxymoron, but...
No, it's not. No, because the criticisms are rightly so. You know, there's a reason why they've been thrown out of over 150 countries. There's a reason why we only got a percent and a half of Jews inside this country, but they're liberal, and I'll just say flat-out communist. You know, so it...
Can I get something in here? It's very important.
Absolutely.
Yes? Okay.
Yeah, the meter hasn't expired on you yet.
We're dealing with pedo Satanists, whether they're Jews or somebody else. Okay? It's blood libel. This has been going on from time immemorial. And I think that's why we're all here now, to bring this to an end, even if Fukushima and the radiation gets us before. I think that's what we're here for. Trump's doing this, too. Ivanka had him, you know, said, how'd she put it, lay quiet traps or some such. You know, because they wanted to call it child trafficking law he passed, but they put human trafficking. And they're also bugging, let me see, I ought to give you a website, because I can't get into the chat room that's yours, a national one, rbnlive.chatango. I can put it in there.
Okay.
But I'll put it in there, because it's kind of tricky spelling, but it's, yeah, I'll just put it in there. But there's an insider from DHS and FBI that's coming forward. You know, can't give their name, of course, but they're telling them what's going on, and it's pretty good. So.
All right. Well, we'll take a look at it. Well, thank you, Mara. I appreciate your call.
Yeah, I love you guys. Take care and get well.
I'm trying.
Stay well.
I'm going to try to get well and stay well.
Laugh.
Laugh. I can't
take,
always...
Take those humors, honey. You ever try to hold a baby still on your knee?
No, I've never
That's
had any of my own...
shaking their humors.
I never had any of my own children.
Well, have you seen babies bouncing on a knee?
Yeah, but not mine.
Well,
I got you.
It's not all about you. It's not all about you.
Oh, my God. Now I'm narcissistic. Sorry. Okay, Mer. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. I can't laugh on cue. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
Well, definitely, she was very entertaining.
Yes.
I loved it.
Yeah. Ben Carson calls black slave immigrants. Now, I don't know. Do you remember Stephen Lendman when he was on this network, Ron?
No, I don't.
Well, I had to get rid of Steve Lendman. I mean, he's a 70-year-old guy out of Chicago, writes a lot, did radio on this network, and I had to let him go. I had to let him go because he wouldn't admit that he was a socialist. I mean, he literally would not admit it. And I had him on the phone one day, and I was talking to him, and I gave him point after point. I said, Steve, I said, if it quacks like it, if it waddles like it, you know, it is what it is. Oh, no, I'm not a socialist. Well, yeah, you are. You're a tinged liberal. That's why he's no longer on this network. I like the guy. Don't get me wrong. I liked the guy, but I didn't like him well enough to keep him on this network. He wrote an article. Now, Ben Carson calls black slaves immigrants. Now, I'll show you the tinge here. He said, on Monday, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson called African slave immigrants. In remarks to HUD staff saying new arrivals in America worked long hours for little pay for hundreds of years, slaves came before them. That's what America is about, quoting again Ben Carson. That's what America is about, a land of dreams and opportunity. There were other immigrants who came here in the bottom of slave ships, worked even longer and even harder for less, but they too had a dream. One day their sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters might pursue prosperity and happiness in this land. Now, Lemon writes, he said, on Monday night, he defended his remarks, saying, you can be an involuntary immigrant. Slaves didn't just give up and die. Our ancestors made something of themselves. An immigrant is a person who comes to live permanently in a foreign country. Lemon goes on to say, he says, Carson needs enlightening. Forcibly removing human beings from their homelands, shipping them to America like cargo, and holding them in captivity against their will isn't what immigration is all about. Now, nowhere in this article, his next sentence is, nor is the grimness of the African genocide from 500 years of colonization, oppression, exploitation, and slavery, much of it trafficked to America. Well, he leaves out some very salient and very important points here. Who was trafficking these Jews on what? These blacks on what ships owned by the Jews? Who were selling the slaves out of Africa? It was black leaders in Africa that were selling off their own people to put on the Jewish ships to ship over to America to be slaves. He conveniently forgets about this kind of stuff, never includes it. Black Africans were captured, branded, chained, forced marched to ports, beaten, kept in cages, stripped of the humanity. Around 100 million or more humans were sold like cattle. Millions perished during the Middle Passage, a horrifying experience, packed human cargo under deplorable conditions in coffin-sized spaces at times, one on top of the other. I want to read a little bit more about this because here is the liberal or the socialist or, dare I say, communist ideal that's even slipped in and taken a hold of people like Steve Lendman. Steve, if you're in Chicago listening to this, wake up.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength.
Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.